Mark, congratulations on winning the goal of the season competition. I think you're going to with that. It just looked like you had nothing on there, just a little bit of space, dink it under my left foot, and then ping. What was going through your mind? Did you see a big gap there?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I thought, you know what, I've been driving inside and trying to get a shot off all evening, and I saw the space, and I didn't really think about it. I just thought, you know what, let me hit it, because I had a lot of chances today, and obviously the hardest one went in.
Well, Stuart McCall was saying to us just now that he was giving you a bit of jip in training yesterday.
Yep.
Because, you know, when are you going to score?
Yeah, no.
That's the best possible answer, isn't it?
No, definitely. I mean, to be honest, you know, obviously I've been getting a lot of chances. I've been getting shots cleared off the line, keeper tipping it on the post. And even today, the last chance that I had, obviously it was a handball, but I don't think the referee was going to give that, because three penalties, you know, it's not realistic in the game, is it? And another sending off. But no, I'm happy that I scored. You know, it's always good to get off the mark, and to do it in that way, it feels even better. So no, it was a great result for us. You know, first half they pressed us and they done really well. You got not really a bollocking, but the gaffer said, you know what, you're experienced pros, and you know you've caused that on yourself, because the game started and you think you know you're tippy tappy from the back. You know, you need to stretch them and press them high up. So and that's what they done to us. They stretched us and pressed us high up, and they got the goal. So second half we came out after getting that information from the gaffer, and you know our quality shone through.
I was going to say that.
If you heard a word which you thought Mark said, we do apologise, he didn't really say it. You need to get a new radio.
What did I say? Sorry.
He said rollicking.
I'm not.
It's fine. It's frustration, of course, in that first half. Was it frustrating because we've played so well away from home, and things just didn't seem to click? Things we were trying that have been coming off in that first half an hour, it wasn't quite happening for us.
Do you know what it is? Obviously, like with any team, once you get a few results from playing a certain way, you know, there's video analysis now, so teams will be looking at that. So they probably watched the videos of how we played and playing out from the back, and the manager just told them to press us, and they've got a young team with lots of energy, and that's exactly what they... And obviously, that's why the result in terms of the first half was 1-0, because they pressed us, we lost the ball, and then ultimately they scored. So like I said, our experience shone through in the end, because obviously, you know, with anything, sometimes you need a little bit of information, and you know the gaffer gave us that information inside. You know, you got to turn them, and ultimately the penalty came from just flipping it in behind Willie Clark making a great run, and we got a penalty, you know. So obviously second half we started doing the right things, and you know we got the right result in the end.
Yeah, are you enjoying a new lease of life really here at Bradford? Because it must have been, I talked about frustrating the first half, frustrating season for you at times, in and out of the side. Yeah. Obviously, we're competing with Kyle Reid, who had a good game today, but you must be enjoying yourself at the moment.
Oh yeah, massively. You know, obviously playing is always a great feeling to play, and you know, I've got nothing against the old manager. He had his way of playing, and maybe he didn't think it suited me that much. And you know, like I said, I can hold my hands up, my hands on heart, and say every time I played last season, I thought I put in a half decent performance that warranted even, you know, a place on the bench or a start. But hey, that's gone now. You know, like you said, I'm playing at the moment, and you know, for me, it's just keeping the shirt. I know every game I go out there, I got to work harder than everyone else, because there's competition, and once there's competition, you can't slip up. And that's the good thing about us. We got injuries, but because of the competition that we have, all the boys knows in 2 or 3 weeks time everyone will be chomping at the bit, because everyone wants to be in a winning team. And you know, you got players coming back, good players, very good players. What do? You know, you crumble under the pressure, or you embrace it, and that's what life's about, embracing the journey, you know. And I'm on a journey right now, and I plan to try and work my hardest to try and progress with the club. And you know, everyone here are working towards the same thing. You know, obviously we get massive support, and it's a massive club, and you know, we ultimately want to get somewhere. So I want to be a part of that, and the only way to be a part of that is to work hard and stay consistent.